You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Rangers reporter T.R. Sullivan. And T.R., a couple of weeks into spring training as far as the games go, and a few little injury things with the Rangers. One today, obviously, Ike Davis, maybe not a huge part of this team in 2016. You never know, but battling it out for one of those bench spots. He was scratched on Thursday, a mild sprain left knee. What does an injury like this mean for Davis, who's obviously scrapping to find a place on this roster as it is?
Well, it's not great, Tim, because he needs at-bats to show people that he's healthy, that he's recovered from the hip surgery from last year. That, you know, he's got the power back that he had a few years ago. You know, I don't think it's a serious injury, but, you know, if you're talking about a first-string everyday player, but a guy who's trying to make a ball club, even a veteran like Ike Davis, you know, you can't lose too much time. You do, you lose a lot of ground.
And it comes at a situation where he was getting a chance to start on Thursday because Prince Fielder has been sent home, I guess. Not for long, I guess, but he's suffering some insomnia, some sleeping issues. Is this something he's gone through before, or is this a new thing for Prince Fielder?
This is something new for him. But, you know, Tim, it's been a strange spring here in Arizona. We've talked to a lot of people about it, and I don't know if it's El Nino, but it's been a really, really dry spring here. We've had no rain, no threat of rain. And I think everybody's just kind of dealing with something different this spring. It's just been kind of a strange spring from a weather standpoint. And I guess Prince is, you know, having an issue or two. And, you know, I don't think it's a big deal. I just think it's been just kind of a strange spring here in Arizona from the weather standpoint.
Okay, so you think it's more of a regional thing, because obviously sleeping, not getting any sleep is bad for all of us, but Major League Baseball players who struggle to get sleep in sometimes anyway, when you have a late night game followed by an afternoon game or long road trips, I mean, it can really take an effect on a guy. But the general feeling is that once he gets out of Arizona, or maybe even once the weather changes a little bit, he's going to be fine?
Well, we'll see what the sleep study says. He's supposed to be in camp on Friday, and maybe on Saturday we'll get an update. You know, you're right. Sleep is a good thing. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, it certainly is. All right. Other news today, I guess, is there's a battle there for that fifth starter job with the Rangers, and Nick Martinez, not a good outing. We always say in spring training, I think, that the numbers don't matter if they're good, but if they're real bad, that's not a good thing. 7 runs, 3 innings for Martinez. That's not going to help his cause at all as he gets into things here in spring training.
No, it was not a good day for him, Tim. You know, one problem was, it's kind of funny. Well, it's not funny, but Ian Desmond started in left field, and this is his fifth start. And the first 4 games, he did not get a chance. Today, the first batter hit a fly ball to left center, and both he and Delino DeShields lost it in the sun. That kind of extended Martinez's first inning. He might have had a quicker inning if, you know, that ball gets caught. So I think that kind of hurt him. But then, you know, those things do happen. You got to pitch out of them. He did not. You know, he got knocked around a little bit. You know, he's still in the fifth starter mix. Chichi Gonzalez is, you know, he's pitching pretty well. You know, a lot of people like what he's done. A.J. Griffin and Jeremy Guthrie, a couple of veterans that really haven't started heating up yet, but they'll be in the mix before the end of spring training too. So it's really those 4 guys. A guy who's looked pretty good on the quiet side is Cesar Ramos, a veteran reliever with the Rays and the Angels. Rangers have given him a chance to start, and he's looked pretty good so far, so he might be the sleeper of the camp.
And you mentioned Martinez. You mentioned Chichi Gonzalez, and there's a lot of interesting storylines with that fifth starter job, but you wrote the article this week about those two being roommates. I guess they do a lot of things together. They're good friends. Both of them have some Cuban ancestry. But they managed to keep it friendly, I guess, when they're off the field, even though on the field, I mean, these guys are competing for a major league spot.
Yeah, it's kind of an unusual arrangement, Tim. They are sharing an apartment with Chichi's wife is there. Nick's girlfriend is there. And I think the dog is there as well. But, yeah, they're competing. It's winner take all for that fifth starter spot. And the loser's probably going to have to go to AAA. But right now they're sharing an apartment for the second straight year. They do everything together. They're close friends, and this this competition is not, they're not letting that competition wedge between them.
That's, it's really interesting. I wonder if they're probably not comparing notes so much, though, as maybe they would have. You know, you, I guess, keep it professional. But I thought it was interesting. You said they fish together and do everything together. You mentioned A.J. Griffin as well, and he returned to the mound on Sunday. It's been a long road back for A.J. Griffin. Tommy John surgery in 2014, the shoulder issues in 2015. What's his time frame like at this point in the spring?
He's in the competition for the fifth spot. He's a little bit behind Rodriguez and, Gonzalez and Martinez, but they're going to get a good look at him and see what happens. He'll get a couple of outings here in the next week or 10 days that'll really tell if he's physically ready to really make a run at this spot in the rotation.
He's obviously a guy that when healthy, you know, it's been a while, but when healthy, he was really good as a major league pitcher. But the elbow issue and the shoulder issue, and those shoulder issues, I think, are the scary ones, because that Tommy John surgery tends to lead to a recovery, a full recovery, and guys get back out there. But shoulder issues tend to linger. Hopefully A.J. Griffin can stay healthy this spring. You mentioned Desmond in the outfield. I know he hit his first home run on Wednesday, TR, so that's got to give him a good feeling as far as at the plate. But how much of a work in progress is Ian Desmond as far as playing the outfield?
Considerable. I mean, it's considerable. You know, the Rangers are talking about his athleticism and, you know, the guy's a veteran major league player, very successful. But, you know, moving to left field is going to be tough. It's not going to be easy. And especially down here in Arizona, when you get to day like today, it's bright blue sky and, you know, whatever it means by a high sky. But, you know, he lost the ball in the sun here. This is not an easy place to play the outfield, and he's got a lot of work ahead of him to get this down. And, you know, the Rangers are going to get him out there. He's very determined. He's willing to put in the work, but he's got a lot of work ahead of him.
Obviously, he was put in a position where he had to be willing to change positions because, you know, he was still out there on the free agent market. He had the pick attached to him. There was a lot of things not going in his favor. So how's the attitude? I mean, is he embracing the outfield from what you've seen?
Yeah, this is a guy that everybody speaks highly of in Washington, about his character, his makeup, his willingness to be a great teammate. That's one of the reasons why the Rangers are willing to, you know, make this move and get him in here. He's just because of who he is. You know, he's always been given high marks for that side of the ball, and that's why the Rangers think that this can be a successful transition.
Yeah, when you look at the overall track record for this guy, he's a guy who has shown that he can hit, but he didn't do it in 2015, but such a key piece to this Rangers team if he can get things done out there in the outfield. Some other news from this week, TR, Adrian Beltre would love a three-year extension, and maybe the surprising thing was the money he'd like. Near $20 million, I guess, the rumors annually.
I think there's a lot of rumors out there.
Right.
There are going to be a lot of rumors floating around. I think Adrian Beltre is here in camp getting ready for the season. I doubt he's seriously involved in his contract negotiations. I'm sure, you know, there's no doubt he'd love a three-year contract. I'm sure he'd love, you know, a very lucrative contract. What actually is taking place right now, it's a very quiet time. I don't get the sense that there's anything imminent or anything moving on that. I think you're going to see a rumor or two here and there. But basically, the Rangers would like to extend him. I don't think it's going to be for 3 years. The guy's going to turn 37 in April. You know, I think you'd be talking about a 1 or 2 year extension, similar money to what he's making now. But, I mean, right now there's a lot of speculation, but I don't think there's anything close, and I don't think there's anything imminent.
One thing I was going to bring up about him is the fact that, granted, he had the injury with the thumb last year, but considering the age he's at right now, he's been remarkably good on the field, and it seems like he's a guy that has successfully kind of battled Father Time. Is that fair to say that, I mean, when you think about a 1 or 2 year deal with him, I get the feeling that his level of play is going to still be very good through a couple more years.
His level of play is going to be very good. You're right, and he's done a good job of staying on the field. But it hasn't been easy. This guy really has to work at it to stay on the field, keep those legs in shape. He has the hamstrings. He has the he has the calf muscles. He has issues like everybody else, and you know, it's not going to get better as he gets older. Yes, he has done a remarkable job, but no, it is not easy doing it.
Yeah, and I know he's also a guy that has so much respect in that clubhouse. How much of a factor is that with Beltre and the team wanting to keep him around? The fact that, you know, it seems like the team just really embraces this guy, and he's so important in that clubhouse.
Yeah, he's a team captain. The Rangers love him. I mean, he was on a World Series team. His players or his teammates respect him. The general manager loves him. The manager loves him. Everybody loves the guy. I mean, everybody would love to have the guy for three or four more years. It's, you know, it's still a question whether he can physically hold up or not. It's not easy for him.
Yeah, certainly, and we will see how that plays out over time. Obviously, this is a time of year where you hear a lot of that speculation about contracts, but I'm sure it's something that'll play out in due time. As always, TR, great stuff. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Rangers edition. Tune in again next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.